Part 4, Biology. 1. Cells. Through about 3 billion years, scientists say, the development of plants and animals on our Earth have been going on. At first, both were very small, much less than a pinpoint in size. We might say that the first plants or animals were bodies living in one-roomed houses, too small for man's eye to see. All the housekeeping went on in one room. Such cells take food in and let waste out through very small openings in their walls. They do not give birth to new cells, but, strange to say, divide to become two daughter cells. Life began, men think, in the salty sea. Near the land, where the waters were not deep, very small one-celled organisms came into being. The cells in our bodies all have water in them, though they are of different sorts. This water has in it about the same amount of salt, common table salt, as there was in the water of the sea in which the earliest organisms swam. That water was a little less salty than seawater is today. In billions of years, the rivers have washed down more and more salt from the land into the sea. The sea has become more salty. The water in our bodies does not become more salty. Even if we eat a great amount of salt in our food, the body automatically controls how much it will keep in the bloodstream. And the same is true if we let much salt out through the skin when we get overheated. Then we have to eat something that will give us new supplies of salt. The first living things, though they were too small to be seen, were eating growing mechanisms which divided to become others like them. Under a microscope, a cell looks like a bit of clear jelly with a thin wall round it. In every cell, there is a part like a little ball. This is the nucleus, which organizes the work of the cell. Though cells were discovered 2.5 centuries ago, it is only in the last 100 years that knowledge of the work of the nucleus has developed. It is this nucleus which keeps the cell working at what has to be done. It is to the cell what Peking is to China, London to Britain, or New Delhi to India. It is the seat of government. In short, all living things are developments from these one-celled organisms. They have developed step by step, through change upon change, from these first simple living things. Our bodies, and the bodies of the plants and animals we see about us, are highly complex in their structure. They have in them millions and millions of cells, some doing one sort of work, some another. Every different cell has its own sort of work to do. 2. Photosynthesis. The material which makes plants green, chlorophyll, is necessary if they are to use energy from light for healthy growth. Unlike animals, plants can take what they need straight from the air and earth and water in which they live. Through their green leaves and stems, they separate H from H2O and unite it with CO2 to make carbohydrates. This power of plants is named photosynthesis, from the Greek words for light and putting together. Men and animals depend upon photosynthesis in plants to supply their food and energy. We and the animals either eat plants or eat plant-eating animals, or both. When we think it out, we can see that most of the energy man uses comes from the sun by way of the materials which plants build up in photosynthesis. Scientists know only a little so far about photosynthesis. It is only a little more than 100 years since the first account of it was given by a German scientist. But with more experimenting being done every year, much more will certainly be known before very long. The rate at which scientific knowledge is increasing is going up all the time. In time, but we may have to wait a long time before this, it may even be possible to use the energy of light itself in industry, to do in our factories something like what plants do in their green cells. Before long, we may learn from working on photosynthesis how to make or grow more food. As more and more people are born in the world, the need for new food supplies will increase. It may be that we can find what we want in the sea. It is thought that as much as 90% of the photosynthesis which takes place in the world goes on in microscopic water plants in the sea. Maybe much of the food people are going to need in the future will come out of the oceans. Or, making food straight from complexes of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen may become a great new industry. 3. The marvels of color. The traffic lights were red when the motorist approached them. To the surprise of his passenger, the car did not slow down. Suddenly the passenger was thrown forward in the vehicle as the driver put on his brakes at the last moment. The car skidded to a halt just in time. "Sorry," said the driver, "I didn't notice the light. I thought it was green until I saw that it was the top light which was shining. I'm colorblind. I can't see red colors as you can." This strange story is quite true. About 10 men in every 100 suffer from color blindness in some way. Women are luckier. Only about 1 in 200 is affected in this manner. Perhaps it is safer to be driven by a woman. There are different forms of color blindness. A man may not be able to see deep red. He may think that red, orange, and yellow are all shades of green. Sometimes a person cannot tell the difference between blue and green. In rare cases, an unlucky man may see everything in shades of green. A strange world indeed. In certain occupations, color blindness can be dangerous, and candidates are tested most carefully. For example, when fighting at night, soldiers use lights or flares to signal to each other. A green light may mean advance, and a red light may mean danger, keep back. You can see what will happen if somebody thinks that red is green. Color blindness in human beings is a strange thing to explain. In a single eye, there are millions of very small things called cones. These help us to see in a bright light and to tell the differences between colors. There are also millions of rods, but these are used for seeing when it is nearly dark. They show us shape, but not color. Wait until it is dark tonight, then go outside. Look around you and try to see what colors you can recognize. Birds and animals which hunt at night have eyes which contain few or no cones at all, so they cannot see colors. As far as we know, bats and adult owls cannot see colors at all, only light and dark shapes. Similarly, cats and dogs cannot see colors as well as we can. Insects can see ultraviolet rays which are invisible to us, and some of them can even see X-rays. The wings of a moth may seem gray and dull to us, but to insects, they may appear beautiful, showing colors which we cannot see. Scientists know that there are other colors around us which insects can see, but we cannot see. Some insects have favorite colors. Mosquitoes like blue, but do not like yellow. A red light will not attract insects, but a blue lamp will. In a similar way, human beings have favor to colors. Blue is often popular because it is the color of the cool sky and sea. Green is a peaceful color which makes us think of fields and forests. Yellow is the cheerful color of the sun. On the other hand, red is the color of blood and fire. It makes some people think of accidents, danger, and bloodshed. Black is the color of the night. In the dark, we cannot see what is around us, so we are sometimes afraid of the unknown, and we do not like black as a color. Perhaps that is why it is often the color of mourning. 4. Life in the universe. One of the most exciting questions to which scientists are seeking an answer is, are there living things anywhere else in the universe? Is the Earth the only body in the whole enormous universe where human beings or any things like human beings exist? First, we must consider what goes to make a living thing, whether plant or animal, and then what conditions living things need in order to go on living. Living things, like everything else, are made of atoms, and these atoms are grouped into molecules. A molecule is the very smallest possible bit you can have of any substance. When you break up a molecule of water, for example, you no longer have water at all, but only the atoms of which water is made, one atom of oxygen and two of hydrogen. The molecules of living things are made not of two or three atoms, but of hundreds or thousands in different complicated patterns. If they become too hot, these complicated molecules of living things break up into separate atoms and cease to be living. Therefore, there cannot be life on the sun or any of the stars because they are far too hot. Living molecules are also damaged by X-rays, and many of them by ultraviolet rays. So they are not likely to exist on a planet close to the sun, or any other star where there is no atmosphere to keep off these radiations. As well as conditions which do not break up their molecules, living things need energy to make them breathe, grow, and move, which non-living things, like rocks and metals, do not need at all. On Earth, plants and animals get their energy, directly or indirectly, from the light and heat of the sun. So planets which are very far from the sun, and extremely cold, are not places where living things could exist. All the plants and animals which we know of on Earth have to breathe, and so can live only on planets which have suitable atmospheres. Mars and Venus both have atmospheres, but neither is of the sort which would support Earth-type men or animals. The atmosphere on Mars is very thin and contains very little oxygen, while that of Venus is made up of gases which we could not possibly breathe. Living things on Earth have grown by a process we call evolution, from the simplest single-cell plant animal up to the vast variety of living things we know today, including the miracle of man himself. It is not too difficult to imagine that on some other planets orbiting around other stars, the same process has gone on. The course of evolution may have varied greatly, and quite different living things may have evolved. But somewhere in space, millions and millions of miles away, there may be other creatures with brains as well developed as ours, who are also groping out into space to discover what else exists in this wonderful universe.